Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Koji Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. Today's episode is a special program dubbed Tour of African Gastronomy Talk Series, where featured chefs of UNWTO's Tour of African Gastronomy Journal speak to us on their culinary journeys. Chef Samira Ajayi from Nigeria is my guest. After being inspired by the cooking skills of her parents, Samira pursued further education in culinary in Dubai, and she shares her unique story and Nigeria's gastronomy often in this conversation. Good afternoon. Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. And in our series of Tour of African Gastronomy, I have been joined by Chef Samira Ajayi from Nigeria. And good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Kojo.
Yes. Can you introduce yourself for the benefit of my listeners?
My name is Chef Samira Ajayi. I'm based in Nigeria.
Okay. And what you do, if you can give us a bit of a brief history of what you've been doing since, I don't want to say childhood, but since you took this journey of working in the gastronomy field.
Okay, I come from a very big family.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, please.
I come from a very big family. While my mom was the master chef, every weekend my sister and I used to open the kitchen. But the best days were the ones I had with my dad. Well, who will call me up and say, Samira, I got some things from the market. We'll cook him when I get home. My dad was one of the best cooks I know. So it's always fun cooking with him. Cooking reminds me of him. When I was in secondary school, I began to cook more. I'll prepare food for my friends who went to hostel. While they majorly enjoyed my food, they were also my first critic, who spared no words when he felt like something was amiss with the food. It built my confidence in cooking and helped me start exploring cooking different foods for my friends as a first critic. While I studied business administration at the prestigious school of University of Lagos here in Nigeria, my passion for food took me to International Center of Culinary Arts School in Dubai, where I learned cookery and pastry. I also had the opportunity of going to Sharjah Food Expo, Taste of Dubai, Taste of Abu Dhabi, where I had the opportunity of meeting Chef Juntaka, Chef Riza Mohammed, Chef Jenny Morris, and Eric Leonard, cooking alongside with them. After my culinary school, I started to work in a few neighborhood restaurants in Dubai Marina, which exposed me to different culture and palates. It ranks as one of the best experiences of my life. I had a career decision to move to Nigeria, where I got a job in Abuja in an Italian restaurant where I worked for a while before relocating to Lagos to be the head chef for upscale restaurants, where I did menu creation, training of staff, and so on. So currently, right now, I am into consultancy, menu creation, and training of staff.
Okay, interesting. Let me take you back a little bit. That at what point in time did you see it as a career? Because you're telling me that you've been you studied business administration, and how did you manage that transition between what you observed or you kind of picked up from home and then going to the formal education?
I think probably at my year two, second year university, because then I was always cooking weekends. I was always cooking for my friends. You know, we cooked and we eat, we chill and everything. At that point, I knew that, yes, I couldn't do the normal 9-to-5 job. Like, I always wanted to be on my feet, like trying new recipes, tasting something different, cooking something different. So I'll say that's the point where I knew that I wasn't going to do business administration, but at the same time, I couldn't drop out of school since I was already in school. So I decided to like finish school, at least add business, at least have the scope of learning the business side of cooking as a plus. So.
Okay. That's very interesting. Now, once you progressed with it as a career, what has been the influences on your life, over your life, like?
Sorry, come again.
No, I was asking that once you took the profession as a chef and being in the gastronomy space, how has it affected how you think about food and culture and all of that?
Food has actually it has opened my eyes to different things, different cultures. For instance, when I was in Dubai, I had the opportunity of cooking with people, and I was like, oh, we don't used to do this in Nigeria. The way of cooking, their taste palettes was so different from us. It was just two different things, the African and the Middle East. We like flavors, a lot of flavors in our food. Their palette is like a little bit different, So it explored me in a way that I could try different things. My mind was more open to creation and doing new things, trying something different, maybe mixing creating two different things, infusing Nigerian recipe with the Middle East, and doing something like infusing Nigerian recipe with an Italian dish or something. So it has been a good influence cooking.
And how did your colleagues receive it? Trying to bring Nigerian, because obviously, African foods and gastronomy were not very popular in this very advanced destination. So once you went to Hello?
Sorry, come again.
No, I was saying that how did your colleagues receive you bringing new flavor, as in from Nigeria, into the Italian and to your field out there in Dubai? How did they see the food, and how did they fuse the two together?
It took a while, but when people started tasting it, I'm like, oh, this is different. People were more open-minded to it. It took a while for me to get there, but through hard work and persistence, I tried to overcome every stumble I got on the way. So, and when people started tasting it and it tasted really nice, people were more open-minded. And now Nigerian is we're not improving. We're not doing a favorite pasta, or putting something different and mixing Italian and everything. So people are getting more open to gastronomy, mixing two different cultures and enjoying the food together.
Okay. Take us on a journey of if want for a better word, the basic Nigerian food. I know you have diverse culinary, but can you take us through a bit of Nigerian foods and how it looks like, and the spices and how people can familiarize themselves with it? Because in the book of African gastronomy, you gave step by step how to prepare egusi ijebu, right? If I'm right with the pronunciation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying that if you are pinned to give us a master of Nigeria, what are you going to say?
Sorry, come again.
No, I'm saying that in the Tour of African Gastronomy book where you were featured, and you gave step by step preparation for egusi ejebu. All right. Now I'm asking that if I'm to ask you that you can take us through a short tour of Nigerian cuisines and food and gastronomy, what can you say, or what do you think you can say to let people appreciate Nigerian gastronomy?
Okay, the food culture in Nigeria is really wide, from the east to the south to the west to the north. The diversity of Nigerian culture is also illustrated in our food. You know, we have different ethnic groups with different staple dishes. For example, now, if you go to Ibadan, you have Amala, you know. You know, that's a part of Nigeria, Ibadan. You know, for the Amala, Iwija, and Gbegiri. That's the first thing as a tourist you go and eat and try, and it's actually amazing. And also, you have Banga from Delta, and Afang soup from Akwa Ibom. So literally almost every state has their own staple dishes in Nigeria. So for example, I chose Egusi Ijebu because that was one of my dad's favorite food and it's also a staple dish for us in my state, that's Ogun State. And once you go there, the first thing you do is maybe eat Egusi or you take a kokore or you eat one of those things. And when you go to the north, you want to try like tuwo shinkafa, or you go to the south, you want to try their banga, or you want to try their, maybe have some black soup from the Edo state. So Nigerian food is, and our staple dish in Nigeria is also our jollof rice. We will go to war for that. We fight everybody that's food, they have better jollof rice than that. So I would say that Nigerian food is very large, it's very diverse, and it's full of flavor, taste, spices. You know, it takes you to another dimension. And so I think people should try to, they should come on a tour to Nigeria and try different states. There's different food for each state.
Okay, now of course I think that's a good description of what Nigeria has to offer. But you know, in the advent of technology as well, do you think that we are losing some of our, if you like, authentic food culture from where you sit?
No, I won't say that. Technology is just making things easier. You know, I know there's a difference. Like right now, then we use the mortar to pound our yam. Now you can use a food processor to pound the yam. You know, do you understand? So
yeah.
I think in a way is making things easier. You spend less time, but still get the same result.
Okay, so that's obviously efficiency, if you may use the word. Now, yes. You know, obviously, I mean, you're one of the chefs that were featured on the tour of African gastronomy by the World Tourism Organization. You realize that it's brought together, you know, African food, dishes, people like yourself in terms of chef and experts. Now, my question to you is that how do you see initiative like this? Because people may have heard of jollof rice, Ghanaian jollof, Senegal jollof, chep, etc. But how then do people who are not Africans, who like to also taste or have a taste of African food, can have access to this? And do you think we have to be able to put a lot of these things out so that people who want, you know, in Europe, you know, all over the world, who want to try their hand on how to prepare African food or, you know, Nigerian food, are able to do so?
Nigerians are all over the continent, but what I would say is, like, for instance, we already know, like, when people talk about Italy, they talk about pizza and gelato and pasta. When people talk about England, they talk about English breakfast and shepherd's pie. So I think the African culture is a vast and is a testament in our meals, our traditional African dishes. So I think African cuisine, I think what we can do is maybe do more of like festivals, showcasing what we do. I suppose an African food festival would help promote the experience. African countries will be given the opportunity to showcase local indigenous meals to the world. Like for instance, here in Lagos, we try to do like every December, we try to do like a food festival where people are coming back from different countries they come, like the tourists, they can see our food. So we can try and do maybe an African food festival where people from all over can come during that period. Maybe this year we'll do it in South Africa, next year we move it to like Ghana, next year we move it to Nigeria. At least it's all up to tourism, sightseeing in different countries. People could go through different palettes in the festival. So I think that would work well if we could do like an African food festival where different countries can come and showcase their food and the tourists and people could taste, have an amazing experience in tasting different palettes of different countries with their stories and tales and everything.
Okay, excellent. How do you think we can improve on not just the culinary, but gastronomy, where you have also, because I'm going to the area of food pairing and all of that, because often than not, when you see some of this narrative on African food, it does only seem to suggest that we're just writing about the food. But I know that pairing, you know, in terms of beverage and all of that also makes it, you know, something that people are able to understand and know that if you pick maybe jollof rice or egusi or something, you can be able to, you know, mix it with this. Can we do better on that?
I'm sorry, you're breaking. Can you come again?
Okay. No, I was saying that, yes, it's good for culinary and what we are doing, but another area that we may want to explore is about pairing. What's your view on food pairing for African food? Let's say Nigerian food, obviously.
I think it is important because food and culture, they go hand in hand. Do you understand? The way we cook is a testament to how we grew up, the tales we see. For instance, like me, when I did my egusi job, I said, this is all about me growing up in Ogun State and it reminds you of a particular place there. So I think it's important that we showcase that, Nigerian food to the world and let them know that, yes, this is Nigeria, this is indigenous to Nigeria. This food you're tasting reminds you of a particular place of where you've been, or the experience you had when you went there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because anytime I eat pasta, think of Italy. So anytime I want people to eat like jollof rice, I want them to be like, oh yes, this is Nigerian jollof rice, or this is Nigerian amala or something. This is just known to Nigerians. So it's really important to put together the culture and the food together. Like one of them has to stay side by side. Let people know that when they're tasting something, it reminds them of a particular place or a particular moment or something.
Okay. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, with your exposure in this field, what do you think Nigeria can do to even expose more, their gastronomy offerings to the world?
Sorry?
I'm saying that with your experience in this field, what do you think can be done to promote Nigerian cuisines and gastronomy to the world?
So what I think can promote gastronomy to the world is, like I said earlier, we have to do food festivals and we have to show people like, this is what we're doing in Nigeria. This is what we're doing in Ghana. So if it's possible for us to do some food festivals and do
cultural shows and if you like
schools and cuisines and everything, that will go very well together. Because I think showcasing our talents, especially us African, we don't really get to show our talents. We hardly, like when we're talking about top chefs, you literally don't see many Africans being top chefs in the world. So I think what we need to do is showcase our talents, be more outspoken. We should let the world see and taste our food more.
Okay. Finally, going forward, what do you seek to do? What's your next step?
My next step now is consultancy. for high-scale restaurants and hotels. That's my next step, like menu creation, infusing Nigerian recipes to different food, putting a tweak in there. That's my next step.
Okay. Chef Samira, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, sir.